station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday. It's August 28th and we're back here. I'm barely awake.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just work so late, man. It's like, it doesn't make sense to go to sleep at 2:30 when you have to get up the next morning, you know? Yeah, so.
I'd rather have 6 hours of sleep than
I know.
None, but.
That's true, yeah.
Right.
But 8 is better.
True that. Wait, what show was on so late last night?
No. I don't really do the shows now anymore, but behind the scenes,
right.
There's a lot of work, you know.
Yeah,
a lot going on. Look, we've got 80 shows, you know.
I mean,
it's a big station, you know.
Sure. Yeah. I was just like, you need an assistant, I think.
Well, we've got people doing it.
I know,
too,
there's people here. Make them do it.
I don't know. There's some things that only I can do.
Got it.
Yeah. But no, I'm not complaining. I mean, you know, in the beginning, the first couple of years when I started the station, I would work every day from 5 in the morning until 2 o'clock at night with 3 hours of sleep.
That's a lot.
Every night. That's a lot.
Yeah.
So now I try to just to spread my day pretty much so I don't have to constantly be busy and stuff, you know. So I take a nap, I do this, I do that, and that's how the day goes by. How about you? Did you, I forgot to mention yesterday, you looked very hot yesterday with your high heels and hat and everything. Were you going somewhere special? I didn't ask you that.
I had a meeting yesterday and just, you know, a bunch of stuff. Yeah. I have one today too, but.
People focus on the meeting when you dress like that?
Well, hopefully they just nod and say whatever you want. That's the point. Whatever you want.
So there's thought behind it.
The thought is, I just stare at my babes the whole time. Cool. As long as I get what I want, I don't really give a shit.
You don't care.
The meeting went well as far as I'm concerned. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I have one today too, but I got up too late and I was working in the morning. So I got to go back, change. Actually do my hair before I go out. Because and it's funny, as I was laughing, I'm like, this morning I throw this dress on and I'm like, I wear this dress so much because it's like literally like a robe, I feel like.
Yeah.
I just throw
it
on because I can't find anything else and I don't feel like thinking.
Yeah.
Throw it on and then I'll go home and change and actually look presentable for the day.
Yeah. But that's the latest trend, right? Is those really long dresses.
Yeah.
I mean I see like everybody wearing them.
And I have a ton of them, but it's like literally, this one just hangs on the outskirts of the closet because the closet's so fucked up. There's so much shit that I need to get rid of it's like, oh, I'll just grab that and put it on because I know it's easy and just I'll deal with it later.
Yeah.
I'll change later.
Yeah. Yeah, but yesterday you came in with a mini skirt and you got a lot of attention. And that's cool. That's what it's about, right? Standing out in L.A.
There'll be another one out later. I'm just saying.
I'm sure you're following the hurricane, right? Tropical storm.
My parents, that's where your parents are. Yeah,
that
one. They were like, we're not even going down there. We have someone boarding it up for us. But what's crazy is I have so many friends that are down there right now going on cruise lines.
Really?
And they can't get on their cruise. They're headed down there for, this weekend. And it's like, dude, don't go down there.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be stuck.
No, it's crazy. The Caribbean in the summer. That's what happens, you know.
I know.
A lot of storms and stuff. People don't realize that.
They don't, and they plan their thing, and it's kind of like, guys, you can't just plan a trip down to the Caribbean or even like Florida for that instance until October.
Yeah.
Because it's hurricane season until October.
Right.
So, I mean, and that's also the in season. Like right now, it's not that in. There's not really many people there. I mean, of course, it's going to be crowded for Memorial Day weekend or Labor Day, whatever the hell this shit is this weekend.
Labor Day.
Whatever. It's all the same shit to me. Anyway, I don't care. So of course it's going to be crowded for that, but really it's so hot down there and because of the hurricanes, nobody goes down there. I mean, they go for this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be huge, but no one goes down there besides that until October.
Right. Because
you kind of know.
Yeah.
You know, like there's five.
I wonder if the prices are cheaper like during this season, you know?
Oh, it's hurricane season. Fly in, please.
Yeah.
You know, like, what the fuck? You know, that would be a sick, twisted government thing. Like, yeah. Let's kill off some more people so we don't.
I mean, so it's not so crowded.
It could be, right? It could be. I don't know. If I were the government, I might do that.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this thing? Actually, there's a movie coming out on Friday. I totally forgot that my friend is doing. And it's a film. I forgot the name of it. But what's really interesting, it's on crop dusting. And you know how there's, you know, crop dusting planes and whatnot. Well, do you really think they're crop dusting? Or do you think they're spraying for other things? And this movie's about that, and it's interesting. And then what makes it more interesting is if they're spraying for other things, are they putting pesticides in our air? Are they putting things in the air to make us sicker or on purpose to make it, or, you know, you start thinking.
Right.
And then they have a whole section in this film on, I was in a TV show a couple years ago, like 2 years ago, called The Storm,
mm-hmm.
which was on NBC, if you guys have seen it or not, but it was about the government being able to change the weather. Which is very interesting.
Yeah.
And there's been, you know, people talking about this for years, whatever. And ways to go about it would be, if you were to put enough shit in the air out there and spray enough, technically you are changing the ozone and the air and whatnot. And so this movie that's coming out on Friday is about putting enough crop dusting out there in a certain amount of areas where it can affect enough to be able to change the weather. Because if you put more dew in the air, obviously it's going to rain, you know? So just different things like that. What if it's acidic rain? What if it's like the pesticide? I mean, obviously that's what's going to be. If you're putting that in the air, those particles go up.
Right.
And that's what's stuck in the clouds. And then you're raining, you're being rained on with pesticides, basically.
Yeah.
And yes, that does happen. You know, that's in our air. But the more you spray, the more that's happening. So it kind of makes you think, is the government, is it some twisted, fucked up thing the government's doing or not? Anyway, so this theory of a movie is out on Friday, and I thought it was really fascinating.
Yeah. Well, things that make you go, you know?
I mean, I'm always looking for weird shit.
I've never heard of that, but
yeah.
It's possible, I guess.
You never know.
Yeah.
But it really gets your brain thinking.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
And then here I am, like, saying this, like, okay, well, now I'm all those people I used to make fun of on conspiracies. Like,
yeah.
Am I being that
there
girl
you
right
are
now?
With your conspiracy.
But, yeah. I mean, you know.
Yeah. It's all
some
possible.
Food for thought.
Yeah, it's all possible. Although I don't see why they would do it, but... You know.
Well, that could be different.
Change the weather. Why would you change the weather? I guess
because if you watch the storm that was on NBC, if you can change the weather, you can rule the world.
Yeah.
Think about it.
No, that's true. But if you change it in one place, it's going to affect another place.
Exactly.
You know, and
so if
have,
you
like,
actually are a scientist and can map that out, like if this area rains here, then up here it could snow, and then up here it could this, and up there it could this, and we could create a hurricane, or we could whatever, you know. And that's what this show on NBC was about. It was actually very scientific, and people were like, oh shit, it actually made you think. So if the government can control the weather, we really can control the world, which is
crazy. That
and
makes sense. That
fucked
makes
up
sense.
And
yeah.
You know, oh well, let's be done with this part of the world. We'll just wipe them aside.
Yeah.
Boom. Here's you know.
No, I doubt anyway. It. I don't think the government has time for that shit. Although they do have time to bust people for weed, you know. I mean.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I mean,
they have
you
time for everything.
Know.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
You never know. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm looking for the name of the movie right now in my emails.
Okay.
I can't find it, but okay, whatever. What else is going on in our...
Well, local? There's a lot going on, but we have a guest in the studio, so we might as well bring her in. So
we should bring her in.
Because she can't wait to talk. She's talking in the background already, so we might as well bring her on.
She talked to the wall if there are no one else around. I mean, you just walk in and be like, oh, that's Becky.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
Yeah. You're
going
to have to get
so
closer.
It is true.
It is
true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have Becky in the studio. Why don't you tell us who she is and why she's here?
Well, she is actually visiting LA from North Carolina.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I've known her for a long time, like 10 years, I guess.
Really?
Oh, so, yeah.
About 10 years, yeah.
About 10 years.
Is that where you met in North Carolina?
In North Carolina, yeah.
Okay.
So she's out here visiting, and I thought I'd bring her in today.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
She's got lots of things to say.
Do you?
Yeah.
She was worried. She came in. She's like, what are we going to talk about? I said, don't worry about it.
We'll talk about it.
We'll always find things to talk about.
Yeah, I'm already jumping in on the conversations in my mind back here. Like, wait a minute. The flights aren't cheaper. I live back home. People are there. It's been... No, the hurricanes don't stop us from anything.
They don't,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, very... Yeah, we... But I've gotten calls nonstop. I keep checking the flights. Very worried about people back there. So,
really?
Yeah.
Are they saying the storm is going to hit North Carolina too?
Well, Florida, my friends in Florida are who is most worried. I've got friends in Naples packing up, friends in Miami. Like she was saying, I've got friends that are still going now, which is crazy to me. Like they think it's a party, but it's actually really serious.
It's like, oh, hurricane party.
It's very serious.
But people don't know. Like someone was even saying recently, I think it was the other day, they were like, oh, can't you just party in the hurricane?
And
like,
I was
are
so
you
mad.
Retarded?
Yeah.
I mean, you can. We do get wasted on the East Coast. I have to represent for the East Coast. We have a lot of fun. Guess, this is a crazy town, but we have a lot of fun back home.
Yeah.
Do you
but,
really?
Yeah. I live on the beach, so we get hit really hard. Wilmington's like the most southeastern part of the state, or not the most, but right there, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like 45 minutes north of Myrtle Beach that a lot of people have heard of, maybe.
Yes,
yes.
Yeah, it's right near there.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask you, because, you know, a beach town, I'm thinking Myrtle Beach, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We're like 45 minutes north. They're, you know, they're South Carolina. We're North Carolina, but way cooler in North Carolina.
Way cooler. I mean, Myrtle Beach is fun, but like I said, it's all strip clubs and hookers.
Yeah.
Okay, see, I was going to say, we call it the Redneck Riviera. I don't know if you remember that. And,
Is that where they go?
And I mean, my family's Southern, but damn, you know?
I know, yeah. I mean, we used to go there just for the strip clubs, or like, you know, maybe some crazy like DJ came in.
Yeah. There's like some, you know, when you're underage and you want to go, and you're like, you know what I mean? You've got your first fake ID, and you're trying to head out there.
Because you can.
Yeah. And all they do is literally there's like a strip, and they just cruise.
Yeah, they do.
They do. They drive. Like A1A back in the day. But only not cool because the cars aren't cool.
Yeah. It's like Sunset Boulevard when they used to cruise and then they passed the no cruising law.
Uh-huh.
There's a no cruising law here?
Yeah.
It's probably a good thing. I'm kind of scared when I walk around some of those places.
Yeah, it's like a $350 fine to like cruise. It's not big anymore. Like back in the day when I first moved here, Sunset was the hot spot. I mean, it's still got places, but it was the hot spot, the place to go. And if people would drive up and down Sunset Boulevard, and you would drive up, check out what's good, look for lines, then come back down, and then do it again, and then like figure out where they want to go. Well, then cops would sit all in the middle and literally look at your plate and remember you, and you would get ticketed.
Really?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Whoa.
Out here, they could remember. There's so many people. They know.
There were so many fucking cops, and they would stop in the middle of Sunset and look at the cars and write them down or whatever, see if you're drunk, whatever.
See, we just assume in California, like in LA, that like it's not that big of a deal, because back home, you know, we don't even have quite 100,000 people. So, you know, you really do get stopped. I mean, there are lists. You do know. I think we always think like...
Yeah. No,
in this town, they're starting to prohibit everything. I mean, that's pretty much the goal of the city, is to prohibit everything so you can't fucking do anything.
Well, they've already done that back home, so I'm used to that. So when I come out here...
Yeah. We're not.
Yeah, LA is not what it's cracked up to be, you know?
It's very different, but it's been ridiculous. I mean, I haven't slept yet. I've been up for 5 days straight.
Really? Have you been here before in LA?
I've been to LA once, but never as like a single woman, like having fun and going out and exploring everything and... getting all my friends together, because I found out a lot
of
people...
Brigetta is the best guide ever, you know, she'll take you
when
to
when I can get
party.
Her up and out. I've had to go out without her. I've got some guy friends out here too, and other girlfriends too, and it's fun, but she's my favorite for sure. But I have to like really work at it, because she's got so much going on. I'm like, no, you are going to go out, you're going to have fun, and you're going to take me here, we're going to
exactly. And that's the thing, it's like, you know, I am so stressed with work and like things that are going on and douchebag people.
We don't say his, you're not saying his name.
No, we don't
like him.
We don't talk about Fight Club, but douchebags. Mm-hmm. And I had to put an S on it. I
just first rule about Fight Club. don't talk about Fight Club.
What the fuck are you talking about?
The movie, the rules.
Exactly.
I know, but
rules.
What does it have to do with anything?
Well, love life. You don't talk about certain things.
Okay, so that's how it was in the movie?
Yeah, they have a rule. Okay. The first rule is you can't talk about it.
Oh, okay. Then don't talk about it. You're just bringing it up to whet our appetite. And then
this is true. We just want you a little curious, and then that's how we get you in.
Yeah.
So when
you're here before, what do you mean? You weren't single then? You came with a boyfriend or something, or what?
Yeah, I was dating a guy back home, and he actually... opened a bar in Long Beach, Huntington, like down further. Well, you know where that is. Everyone out here knows where everything is. But to me, that was the first time I had come out. And, you know, he drove me through LA, but I wasn't allowed to go out. He's very controlling, you know.
Really?
I had to, like, and he was work. And so when he worked, I had to just sit at the house. And so basically I learned how to drive up and down the PCH, you know what I mean, and go shopping a little bit and blew all my money that way, not actually doing anything. And now I'm out here looking at jobs, like, had an audition, like just doing fun stuff and networking.
Oh, so you're thinking of moving?
Yes.
Wow.
I am
how
trying
cool.
to convince her. Yes.
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 Yeah.
And
well,
she,
we definitely have room for one more person here in LA.
One more? Can you? I mean, I don't take up a lot of room. I'm kind of like a
that's true.
I'm a kind of a small thing, and I'm a big package. I mean, a big deal in a small package. There we go.
Okay.
I'll fit in a little box. If somebody's got a spare closet, I'll just come on in.
Yeah. No, you might as well join us. We've got millions of people here.
Yeah.
It won't make a difference. But so why?
How it'll make a difference.
So North Carolina, is that where you grew up?
Yes, I've never lived anywhere else but
really?
The city that I was born in.
Oh, wow.
How exciting, right?
And your family's there too?
Yep. I have like six brothers over there that are there. And
six brothers?
Yeah,
yes, she does.
Wow. You're the only girl?
I am. It's not all from the same parents, but a lot of us, you know, a couple little step adopted, different, you know, blended family.
Right.
But amazing. I have the most amazing mother in the world. And so,
really?
Yeah, very loving school teacher, you know, all that, you know, typical Southern hospitality, charm, family, love it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's kind of the intriguing part about coming out here and meeting so many people. It's all about who you know here and where you go back home. It's big fish in a small pond.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
But the anonymity out here is really cool.
You like it?
I do.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
I get away with a lot of stuff.
You're exactly
But to a point, because I can't go anywhere without knowing someone.
Really?
Yeah. I always know someone somewhere. I mean, prime example, like, going to, you know, the Whaler last weekend. I haven't been to Venice Beach in I don't know how long, and there's like three people I haven't seen in years, and I'm like, what? And they're all right here. It was just very interesting.
But in a city where you network and you do things, that's a good thing, it seems like.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I've already been networking, and I've been here for like 3 or 4 days. My friend has been out here acting a while. He's like, you've done more in 4 days than I've done in 5 years.
Well, that's like, good. Oh, you know, you're focused on what you want to do. Now, what were you doing back home?
I'm actually a bartender, and I work as volunteer as an EMT, and in the medical field, and spend my life going to school, and I'm ready for some adventure.
Yeah, I'm sure. So you keep yourself very busy.
Very busy.
Are you done with school?
Yeah, I've graduated a few times, actually.
Oh, okay.
I think I should have like a medal.
How many degrees do you have?
I have a couple. I should have like a plaque at the University of North Carolina at Wilmington. Yeah, they should have like a reserved parking spot by now. You know, all the money I've given to them over the years.
Seriously.
Kind of ridiculous.
I know the feeling because I still owe so many fucking damn tickets.
I was about to say, you probably have a parking ticket. Your car can't even come into North Carolina. Instantly. Or we could get it towed out like last time.
Oh, my God.
That's a great radio story, by the way.
Forgot about that. So back in the day when this is when I was going to an audition in New York, this is when I was trying out for to be a dancer for Britney, which I wound up getting.
She did get it. And I just,
yes. She was with me in the car, actually. You can go ahead and tell how many people were in the car. I had a Cavalier back in the day. A stupid piece of shit Cavalier.
And those are very large, if you don't know what a Cavalier is. They're huge. About the size of a small lion.
Of like, how many seats? Like four seats in my car?
If
five?
That. Like, I mean, a front, five. A passenger, and then,
you know. Yeah, five. I think there were five.
Yeah.
Anyway, how many people we have in our car? We had a car seat.
Okay, so there's two guys. Two grown men, three grown women, and a car seat with a 3-year-old. Okay, so if you think a little bit about the Dukes of Hazzard, I want to set this up just because you've got someone representing the South in your studio right now. And it really started off that way because our girlfriend had this crazy man after our girlfriend had this child.
Man.
Neither one of us have a child. We have dogs, but you know.
Yeah, we've got dogs. She's got a child. So she had a 3-year-old child and she had a crazy ex-husband. Insane. He tried to run us off the road.
Really?
Several times. And he's chasing us. And that's what I mean. It was like we were in the General Lee, only it was a Cavalier with 500 people in it.
No joke, this really happened.
Yeah.
We're going to New York. She had never been to New York. We're driving from North Carolina to New York. And he's like, you will not leave with my baby. And it was like this whole like
it was
crazy
ridiculous.
Redneck situation that only in North Carolina or somewhere in the South this would happen.
Well, I like to think maybe Alabama or Mississippi
maybe
is a little bit worse. I mean,
probably.
I don't know. Because we're not really that redneck in Wrightsville Beach at all. But
well, I mean, this guy was.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Anyway, so he starts getting in the car, chasing us in the car, trying to run us off the road as we've got.
We really did. And Bridget's got, you know, no temper at all. Yeah. So this is going really well.
No temper. And I'm, of course, I'm getting and madder and madder and more pissed and more pissed. But I've got a baby in the car. I'm right. like, but the point is like, are you kidding me? You're going to run your own child and ex-wife off the road? Or yeah. what? Maybe your ex-wife. I get that situation of, they were still married at the time. Anyway, whatever. It was like freaking crazy. So we got away, whatever. And long story short, we make it to the audition. On the way back is where it happened, right?
No. Because once we were there, we were in the van.
No,
yeah,
we were.
Yeah.
Oh,
we were
yeah,
on the
we
way.
We went at the car. Okay,
yeah,
you're right.
So Bridget, you know, is very determined. I still say Bridget. I'm sorry. It's like 10 years ago. I shortened her name. B, yeah. Bridge, whatever. Yeah.
She said that's what they called her back
yeah,
east, right?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, anyway. There's a lot worse that we've both probably been called. So let's just, you know, not get hung up
yeah,
on that.
Yeah, I don't even care.
Yeah. Well, no, we got up to, ironically, we had left Wilmington, North Carolina, and we get to this amazingly beautiful city of Wilmington, Delaware. And I've never even been up north.
Shit, this is my hole of the world.
Dude, I've sure. never even been up north. So this is my first time even going, you know, so we're going. And, you know, the sky is just yellow. I mean, it was just like, everything's gray. It was sort of, the car breaks down at like 3 a.m. with all of us in it, and apparently me and Bridget were the only ones that had any money. Apparently everyone else just went and decided they were going to go to New York and New Jersey and have like $30 on them and live for a week. Like how that happens, I don't know. It happened to me in Vegas once too. But no, so we get there, the car breaks down, we can't find a place to stay, we go to like 4 hotels, it's like no room at the end, you know what I mean? We got a child yeah. with us, or her friend's child, our friend's child we're worried about. And then what happened, we finally got a tow truck, so we get towed back to where her parents live to go get a rental car, but we decide we ride it in the car on the back of a tow truck down the highway. Super illegal. Really terrifying.
I mean, it was literally like, that's so illegal. Like when you tow a car, yeah. you're not allowed to sit in the car, but right. we decided that's what we're going to do. So we're sitting, like, let me just explain this. Like,
sweating, no air.
A flatbed tow truck. Mm. Our car is on the flatbed, way up high above traffic, right. facing traffic.
Yeah, so we're
and
like,
all 7 of us, whatever it was, are in the car on the tow truck facing traffic wow. as we're being pulled backwards
so
on a tow
dangerous.
Truck
in
above
this Cavalier,
traffic
in
my Cavalier because we couldn't afford to get back any other way, and that's yeah. how we did it. But what's funny is, long story short, my dad owns a lot of automotive places, so it was on his dime. Mm. Thank you, Daddy. We had the car towed back to Maryland so that my father's shop could do it, and actually it was a tow truck that my father's shop came out and got us really? Or whatever. So it was like, okay, we'll just, you know, they'll save us. We'll sit here and take the ride back. And I have to say, it was really cool sitting that high above traffic looking at everyone. We're like,
we loved it until we got back and realized we could have died or
we're
been
like,
arrested
what the
or whatever. You know, you don't think about it. It was like,
yeah. we had a baby in the car. Like, what?
It wasn't our baby, though. So no. technically, the responsibility, we were caring, but I mean... Uh-huh. Not like we did it. I mean,
what the hell? It's not our baby.
Yeah, someone else put their
alone.
Child.
I mean, it was such a random thing. Like,
I wasn't even 21, and you're gonna put a child in a car with me and expect me to? I don't know. It's crazy.
We have a lot of like crazy, stupid stories from back in the day. I mean, yeah. that I guess is kind
I
of
still
like.
Have, I've got stories from yesterday. Are you kidding me? Back in the day. I told you, I haven't gone to bed yet.
I'm like, no, this is true. But I mean, like, you know, what's that movie that The Hangover? I mean, that shit's like, that was our lives, like,
really?
Back then, you know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like it's changed much, right?
You know, you're in a smaller city, town, whatever we are down yeah. there. You think you're big time. I mean, you know, it's fun.
Yeah, exactly.
So every same people all the time you see, yeah. but it's still.
I don't see any less partying on Brigitte's part. So, you know, I don't think it changed much since you came here.
Yeah.
Now, so are you like a person that likes to stay in college and doesn't want to get out? Or?
No, I know. That's so yeah. funny. I get that. I mean, no, I love to learn. And, you know, when you're doing stuff and you're working, like I said, I haven't moved anywhere else, and I was so tied to my family and so tied to things that I can't stand to not be actively doing something. So, all right, I'll go take some classes here. Okay, well, let me go and work on my paramedic. Let me go and do this and be helpful and useful and open up all these opportunities so that whichever one I find to be my favorite or where I want to go, then I'll at least have, you know, experience and knowledge, and then... I know, and then I'm going to end up using none of it. I'm going to come out here and do something totally
well,
different.
Well, you never know. You know, I mean, what do you have degrees in?
Well, I started out, you know, doing the easy route with sociology and Spanish, which the Spanish actually helps out a lot, even though I've never been to a Spanish-speaking country. But especially when I start drinking,
well,
I speak fluent Spanish.
Well, you live in northern
Spanish.
Mexico here. So.
That's what everyone's telling me. I've learned, like, we go out and I get all hammered and start Spanish is perfect then, yeah. You know, of course.
And everyone understands that.
Yeah. But it does help you with jobs too, you know, being able to do that. And I'm sure out here, that's got to be an asset, right? I mean, I know when I was in Miami, like, it's a requirement.
Really?
Pretty much. Yeah. And so I started out with that, and then started working on my master's in liberal studies, which was a complete waste of time, but did it just...
Why?
I mean, I guess California's different. It's a little more liberal, but I'm very much science and math oriented, you know?
I see.
So yeah, I switched. Then I started doing my anatomy and pre-med, and then I went and did my medic, or not medic yet, but EMT, and then working on that. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So you interested in biology? And
Oh, love it. Anatomy, physiology, chemistry, biology.
Wow. Yeah. So you're going to get into the medical field, you think?
Like, that's what I'm leaning most towards, but then I come out here and I'm like, oh, entertainment is so much fun.
Yeah, let me be an actress.
Everyone else is doing it.
Exactly. And back in the day, like, she's really good at PR, like, really, really good at PR and events and whatnot. And we used to do, like, some things back in the day, so she would be so great if she came here and could get more involved in some of that. So
yeah, and I mean, I used to have an agent. I did acting growing up.
Yeah.
And I had a really, you know, I was going out for the School of Acting on Broadway, and I had a lot of things come up, and then... Ironically, we're talking about hurricanes, and a big hurricane had come through, and I had this third callback for an audition, and I chose to stay in Wilmington and help my family pack up their beach house.
Right.
Or, you know, my grandma, and, you know, it's a really, obviously, everyone knows out here, because they're all doing the same thing, competitive industry, so when they are like, you didn't show up, you know, you made this choice, there's other people that would kill to have just gotten this opportunity that you had, and we're sorry, but we went out on a limb for you, and I said, okay, well, fine, and that's why I went and still went back to school, and, you know, I was kind of jaded by the whole thing, and then started doing a little more with, like she said, I do a lot of promotions back home, used to throw big parties, do anything for, like, charity events, and... I know that I could carry that over into a big city easily.
Yeah.
I don't meet very many strangers.
Right.
Exactly.
Like, so what did you, why did you decide to move? I mean, did it get too small for you, your hometown?
That's what I'm thinking about. I mean, yes. You know, like she said, she knows someone everywhere you go. But when you're in somewhere with 100,000 people, you know, not just one person everywhere you go, you know, 50 people.
Yeah.
Right. And then your brothers are now all of drinking age and everyone's going out. I'm over the game, you know? You get so used to the same people. And then, you know, I was in a relationship for like 4 years. And then I was in another one for like a year. And once you're single, everyone's just like, oh, wow. Wait. And there's no new faces.
Yeah.
I already know everyone they've been with and what they've done.
Yeah.
And at least out here, I know they've probably been with everyone, but I don't know who they've been with. I don't know it. So still, that anonymity is amazing.
Like,
you don't know me, you know? I don't know you. That's great.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
Well, so, I mean, you definitely have the personality for this town.
Well, thank you.
Oh, that... She's got definitely, it's really funny. I took her out to this party, and, you know, well, it's Hollywood party, whatever. And it was absolutely freaking hilarious because, like, you know, like everyone knows, it's literally all about people just name drop, like, freaking galore. And
oh my gosh,
it's
crazy.
All about what you do, and it's such bullshit, and that's why I'm so sick of that scene.
Yeah.
She got to experience it firsthand.
Yeah, what did you think?
Man, it was so funny because I left with so many cards and things I've never seen in my life. Like, these people, you know, some people, you mean, they're broke. They're living, like, paycheck to paycheck out here, which I could, you know, never do back home. I would freak out if I couldn't, didn't have something in the bank. But yet they have enough money to get cards made and these headshots. And it's like, that's dedication, you know what I mean? Like, you can't even pay your rent, but you just got new cards.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's insane to me.
But absolutely. I mean, you know, there's so much competition, you know, and that's what's discouraging about it. So that's why you have to have a thick skin in this town.
Yep.
And you have to really be focused on what you want, you know, because there's millions of people wanting to do the same thing.
I agree. I agree. And that's kind of what this week or week's about. Like, I'm supposed to fly out Thursday night, and now. Or I was supposed to, and then the airlines messed up my flight, and it was supposed to come, or I was supposed to leave Friday, and they were supposed to change it to Thursday, and then it's like this, you know, and I've got a job back home, and I'm super, you know, I don't want to upset them, I want to get back to, you know, the job before I, you know, make my decisions, and now, you know, one-way flights are ridiculous because of the hurricanes,
right.
So now I'm, like, kind of stuck in limbo in LA, like, what do? I don't want to lose my job back home, but at the same time, you know, if I stay, it's really not that big of a deal, like, I kind of, you know, I'm having fun, but, you know, and it's... Now responsibility's kicking in. I was like, I've got a week of no responsibilities, and now it's turned into like making decisions and doing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you came out here for a limited time just to scout the place?
Yeah.
Oh, so you haven't moved yet?
No, not yet.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, have not moved yet.
Yeah.
I wanted to see, you know.
So you think you want to now after you've been here for a few days?
I'm really intrigued. You know, yeah. Even if it was just like setting up a 6-9 month temporary move, just as I think in my head, if I call it temporary, you know what I mean? You feel better about it and you're like, I can always go back home.
Yeah.
You know?
You can, absolutely. But if you give yourself that choice, you may not try as hard here, you know, because you always.
Oh, I try hard.
Do you?
I go hard.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't stopped yet. I'm living, I mean, you know, whatever.
So now, how did you guys meet in North Carolina? What was the story there? Do you remember?
So long ago, I don't really remember.
Really?
I feel like
what, like 10 years ago, did you say?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to name drop, but I think we had some friends on shows. Because they film a lot of movies and stuff in Washington.
Oh, they do?
They call it Hollywood East. Like, we have three movies.
I feel like, you know, I think it was through...
Like, they're doing Iron Man 3 right now down there. We're doing We Are the Millers with... Can you say famous people's names? Like Jennifer Aniston, all them. Yeah, you know, she's down there. Like Robert Downey Jr., Johnny Depp was in town. Like, it's crazy because...
They call it Little L.A. I mean, it's a really big filming area. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How cool.
It is. We do a lot of work out of there. And so I think it was... You know, that show Dawson's Creek filmed there. And I think that's what we met when Dawson's was down.
Yeah.
And then we have mutual friends that acted on the show and met through them. And...
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So you
guys
stayed in touch the whole time, pretty much? Or is it like...
A little bit of off and on. I mean, we had a couple years where, you know, Facebook and online, and then randomly I was like reaching out to people out here and just saying, hey, I know you're super busy, but if you have time, and almost everyone's come through. And it's funny because my friend that I flew out with was like, it's Flake Town. It's L.A. Everyone's going to promise they're going to hang out with you. They're going to promise to do stuff. And then you're going to get there and no one's going to do anything. Like, it's not what you think it is.
It is Flake Town in many ways. But it's because there's so much going on that you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, I want to go out and I want to do stuff, but I also have so much responsibility.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got to get shit done. Or I'm... Like, I'm literally, I have so much in my brain, you know. It's
And I've got all that back home, so, like, you know, but right now, it was like, hey, this is my vacation, so it's hard for her,
because
I'm like, but I am trying to help do everything, like, that she's got
amazing.
To do.
She's
like,
amazing.
Yeah, I'm like, what kind of work? You need to go pick up books? I don't care. I'm laid back. Let's go get your books. Let's go do this. I don't, whatever.
And then I feel bad because I want to, like, show her places, but I have so much to do, and I just signed up for this other job, and it's just overwhelming. Like, I'm literally, like...
So why do you have so much to do? I mean, give yourself some time.
I don't have time to do it. Like, I have to get it all done, and I have to get it all done now because I got people depending on me, and it's fucking money.
Yeah.
And not to mention, like, I have that and school and, you know, I just... And my life. So I have a lot all at once.
Yeah.
It's
I hope you don't wear yourself down, you know? I mean, that's too much.
I don't have a choice.
sleep when you're dead, you know?
Exactly.
Exactly, yeah. But take naps while you're alive, you know?
I don't have time.
No time for naps.
No.
We slept, like, what, 4 hours last night? 5 hours, maybe? Five?
Maybe.
Really?
That was the biggest sleep I've got here.
Yeah.
She had an extra bed in her house. I've been like, I woke up on a couch the other night. I woke up on the floor and like somebody's out the west side. Crazy. I'm like back home, I would never do that. I'm like, oh, I got to get home. I got to die. Out here, it's like really funny. You know, someone hijacked my Facebook. There was all kinds of things written.
Really?
Like I left my phone up, you know, in someone's house and this girl's writing, I'm so horny all over my Facebook status. My mom, my grandma, everyone back home's like,
God.
Oh my God, are you okay? Like instantly like 75 guys hit like and going me too. Where are you? And all this stuff. And it's so out of character for me. I would never write that. And my, you know, I'm like, great, my brother's fucking like something.
Oh,
who are they going to come out here and kill? Like, what's going on? And I'm like, no, it's this really hot chick took my phone and I guess she was horny. I don't know. I don't really do that, but hey. I mean, and then I couldn't delete it off the phone and my mom's commenting on it. Like, geez, Bex, are you serious? Like, what are you doing out there? And I'm like, I'm not doing anyone, so that's good.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Have you met any LA men at all? Probably hit on you all the time.
Well, I've met some LA guys.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
It's a dichotomy and they're very different, you know? I mean,
really?
Yeah. A lot of them wear really tight jeans out here, which kind of freaks me out.
Really?
When I was telling Bridget, I was like, if your clothes are tighter than mine, smaller than mine, like if we could wear the same wardrobe, we're going to have a problem, you know? It's true. We don't do that. You know, back home, it's a little different.
No, anything goes here, you know? I mean,
I've noticed.
There's no fashion. There's no style. Everybody wears everything.
I know. I mean, like my first day, I was at like an Irish pub, and this girl walks in in a completely see-through shirt and no bra, and I'm like... Is that a prostitute? And they're like, oh no, she's just hanging out. That's just, you know, fashion. I was like, that's not fashion. That's a hooker. Like, where I come from, like, you'd be ticketed, fined, public nudity, like, thrown out. It's like Bible belt, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's true. Anything goes here, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Middle of the day, Irish pub.
Yeah.
Right there. And it's crazy.
So you say you've been looking for jobs here and stuff, right?
Casually. But, casually,
obviously
yeah.
Not in entertainment, though. You're looking for something a little more certain?
Well, kind of both. I mean, you know, we did some things. I mean, I've been talking with her about some PR work, and I did audition for a show.
Oh,
I can't really
nice.
Say anything about it. But, I mean, you know, it's like wishful thinking, but it was fun. You know, it was a fun thing to go and do. And won't hear anything back from that till the end of September. And then, but it's got a chance to come out here, you know, in October and do that. And then also, yeah, I mean, why not look at bartending gigs and things like that? Because that's what I do back home, too.
That's
you know, while
true,
I'm out here, football season's coming up. And, I mean, that's big, you know, and have something, you know, that bartending's not like it's a super stable career, but it's something that would be easily attainable. And you could live off that while you're doing other things during the day or at night, you know. And
that's true.
I mean, I've managed restaurants, clubs, done all kinds of stuff back home. And
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's plenty of it here, so I'm sure you'll be able to support yourself.
Right.
I mean, you know, every waiter, every bartender here is an actor, you know. So.
I've noticed that, too. And they all have cards, like I said. They can all give you a card.
They do, huh?
Oh, yeah. They have everybody. Yeah. I mean, I have made up a lot of things, too. It's fun. You can go out here and just be like, oh, yeah, I got, like, three of my guy friends laid the other night by telling them that I was a casting agent.
Really?
That was really funny.
I was like,
story.
Yeah, and you know, I had one of them, my guy friends, I'm like, yes, and he's the photographer. I was like, we don't like to talk about it, you know, blah, blah, blah. And out of nowhere, like, people are coming up to me and, like, buying our drinks. And I hadn't even talked to these people, but word traveled that quickly in this bar, you know? And this guy wanted my card. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I only hand them out to people that I'm really interested in.
Really?
I don't have any fucking cards.
It was really funny.
But I mean, maybe I need to go get some written up right quick. I don't know. I've got some.
Yeah,
some
you
jokes
gotta live the lifestyle here.
Fake it till you make it is what I what
exactly,
people are telling me.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know?
Act as if, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. LA mantras. I'm learning a lot.
Now you guys have a football team. You've had one for a while, right?
North Carolina does. Yeah, we have the North Carolina Panthers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's a relatively new team, right?
Well,
what, like 10 years or
no,
something?
No, I was 15 when it came out. So
it's
well,
the same as the Ravens. They came out around the same time.
Yeah, and the Titans too, you know. I mean, it was like all at the same time when they added some new teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just aged myself. I was 15. Anyone out there that knows football is not going to be like, let me calculate that real quick. She is. No, I was 8.
Age does matter in this town, though.
No one gives a shit.
But
no,
everyone guesses my age. It's been awesome because they're like, "So are you just getting out of college? What are you like, 24?" I'm like, "Thank you."
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Cool.
Please take my ID.
Yeah.
Yes. Card me. I mean, this has been the biggest ego boost ever. You know, everyone knows me back home. Yes, I'm 22, 24, whatever. That's fun. No, it's been great. Like, I mean. I wish that I had more time and finances. I mean, to come out here all the time. Like I said, and that's why I considered a temporary move, just to have something different and to get away from theatrics of the small town or small city.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree. You know, I mean, there's a lot of better places to go, you know, but it depends because you know people
here. I know people here, and I'm meeting people
helps.
Like crazy. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that makes it easier, you know. Although, you know, I hear Colorado is very nice. You know, I'm entertaining the thought of moving to Colorado.
I have a friend moving there.
Really?
He's a big time. He's awesome hip hop guy. He's like, you know, signed some like record deal, and he's Fuzz Jackson is his name, and he's got this website, and it's like imfj.com, and his music's amazing. He does a lot of his self promotion stuff, and he's actually thinking about going and making a home base there because of, you know, all the people and doing things and getting, you know, his music there and then traveling here and doing Northern California, Southern California. But he's traveled Europe and all that. And I'm like, why Colorado? And the same thing you just said. Like, I mean, everyone,
Yeah, it seems very nice. Yeah, I mean, people have only positive things to say about it. So
yeah, it's very organic, right?
Like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's not too big from what I understand. You know, I mean, the towns are smaller, cities are smaller and stuff. So, yeah, you definitely, I mean, not many places are like California, you know.
No,
that's for sure.
No, I mean, I've traveled a lot of places and I really feel, I mean, it's, you know, you get, I'm not huge on all the energies and the spiritual thing. I mean, I believe in it, you know, but when I've come out here, I already feel comfortable. Like, I feel, yeah. I mean, I've gone out on my own. I've met people. I mean, I don't want to say I'm super trusting because back home you can't be. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about that the other night, about going
and
out and doing things
and
you
can't.
And
here you definitely can't be.
Yeah. Oh, people, I mean, look at what I did. I already lied to the people and told them I did different things I don't do. just to get my friends hooked up, you know, with some girls. So, you know, because they'll do things I don't do. So I was like, sure, yeah. And, you know, and they're like, God, you're the best wing woman ever. Like, you know, we'll take you everywhere, you know?
Yeah, who does things that you don't?
Oh, my friends that I've been out with.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So you get them laid and stuff. Wow,
I do.
I've never.
Yeah, no, I've never had a one-night stand. Can you believe that? Yeah. We were laughing at me the other day about that. I'm like, no, it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. But my friend, you know, I'll get them down all night. Like, awesome. Yeah.
So you only... now, what about dates and stuff? I mean, do you have sex then or only doing with relationships?
No, I mean, I love men. Don't get me wrong. Who doesn't love sex and who doesn't love, you know... Well, I mean, I guess men don't love me, but whatever. Anyway, but definitely first date. No,
yeah,
but,
not
yeah,
first date,
yeah,
but you will. Yeah,
yeah,
you don't.
Yeah, no,
you
I'm not like holding out for marriage or anything.
Yeah,
I'm not.
You don't have to be in a relationship or anything.
Yeah,
to,
and that's what's different too is this isn't really. It seems like it's not really an easy relationship town.
Yeah.
You know what I'm hearing? Well, at least that's what I'm hearing from the women. You know, it's not. Doesn't lend itself easily. There's
in
a lot of beautiful
way?
People.
Well, yeah.
There's a lot of competition and a lot of beautiful
that's
people
true.
And people throw themselves at anyone. You know, you meet a man that's stable or that does have a career or things going on, and it seems like anyone instantly wants that. They don't want the starving actor that hasn't done all his stuff yet.
Right.
You know, they want someone that maybe not
you
be
want
in
the money.
Career.
Yeah.
It's very money driven, and that's weird too. And I found that more a little bit further south, like Laguna and places like that. I'd go out to a bar, minding my own business, having a drink, and someone comes up and they're, "Hey, I'm so and so, president of what? I don't care. I make my own money. Like, you know what I mean? I don't make a lot.
Why I don't like Laguna Beach area. I mean, I like Laguna Beach area. It's nice, but they're so pretentious. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, really? It was somewhere like Newport, somewhere 333 or something.
Newport,
some weird number
name.
Yeah, and I went on. It was like, so I play professional football. Well, that's great, but I mean,
don't give a shit. I didn't ask you.
I would never introduce myself that way.
Oh, they do.
Really? All the time.
I mean, like, and then see, like, oh, and my triple black Ferrari's out back. Well, that's
they
great.
Do.
I drive
serious?
An Acura CSX back
all
home.
The time. Like, this is what? That's
really?
What I'm talking about, Sam. Like, you don't know because you don't go out and
exactly.
the field as much. But I'm telling you, like, it's ridiculous. This is why you can't date anyone here. It's just, this is what you get. It's
really?
Fucking bullshit.
Well, that's the guys. Yeah. What do the girls do? I mean, do they do similar
same
things?
Same shit. If
really?
They've got it, they will do the same shit.
Really?
Yep. Oh, well, I am real estate and I do this. And oh my God, I sold this many homes and blah, blah, blah. And I have this kind of car. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Fuck me.
Yeah, see, I haven't dealt with as many of the women. I'm like,
it's the
checking
same
out guys
you're
everywhere.
A guy
I go,
or a girl.
Like,
it's the same shit. No matter what, it works both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very much what you do, what you have. Whether you do, like, half of them probably don't. They're probably like me making it up, you know, whatever.
Yeah. You call them out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this town is also tough socially, you know. I mean, a lot of people have problems with their social life. I mean, Brigetta doesn't because she's very outgoing and friendly and social and stuff. But many people don't have friends here, you know. And
yeah, really?
Yeah. It's a very hard thing. You know, many people are complaining.
I heard they find their cliques. I heard that people have, like, they find, like, a
you
home
do.
Group, a little niche, if you will, you know, like, where they have their, I've been hearing, you know. Because
yeah.
it's so spread out. I mean,
right,
I'm learning.
It is spread out.
Yeah, it's not like New York. I mean, you've got the boroughs in New York, but it's still tighter, you know.
Exactly.
And you can go anywhere on foot. You can go, you know, the public transit. But here, I mean, you've got your studio city. I'm learning these I'm name dropping cities like I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, we drive to Malibu, but everywhere you drive. So it's like if you want to have drinks and then, I mean, God forbid, what are cabs out here? Like $1,000 to get back? You know what I mean?
Depends where you're coming from. But yeah, you can't go from Malibu all the way to here. Whereas, like, you know, and the reason we don't have that public transportation, we have it, but
it's
no one fucking takes it. We don't have the subway.
Pretty piss poor planning here.
But we don't have the subway because of earthquakes. I mean, we have a subway. And we go downtown, it's getting better. People
there
are
is a subway. See, I didn't know that.
So we go downtown, yeah. And it's popping up more,
yeah,
it's getting better.
Two
but you
blocks.
Know what it is? Yeah, but it's
a
because
block
there's
here.
No there's no security, and that's the biggest problem. There's no security, not many people take it, it's a little dangerous. And who the hell wants to be in that if you have an earthquake? I mean, just you can't.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the main thing. There's earthquakes. So we only have from, you know, Hollywood to or you
downtown,
know, parts
yeah.
of yeah.
yeah,
downtown, so you just don't, you can't.
Yeah, this town was never meant to have public transportation for some reason. Yeah. I don't know why.
Or you can take a bus, but I'm sorry, I'm not getting on a bus. It's fucking disgusting. Yeah. You know how many germs are on a bus? Like, that is so
take
gross.
A lot of hand sanitizer. Wear gloves.
No, bums get on the bus. I don't want to breathe the air that other people are breathing that are sick. What I know that's awful.
What do you do when you live in New York and you have to take the subway?
That's different. That's different.
It is.
It's still, for me,
I mean, my having is kind of the same.
You know what? Yeah. But you're going to laugh. Like, well, you know what it is? I think it's because, this is so.
It's even grosser in New York.
It's gross. It's gross. Yeah. I get in a lot of cabs, but I do have hand sanitizer. You're gonna think this is so weird, but I hold my breath around people that I think are weird. Like, I'll look at your clothes, and if your clothes look dirty, I automatically think you probably have something. So I'm gonna hold my nose and hold my breath and not breathe in your space because I don't want to get sick.
I got in a cab like that the other night, and it was the most foul smelling thing ever. And my friend was in the front seat, and we got out, and he was like, I had to make him stop two blocks earlier because I thought I was gonna throw up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I mean, you know, when in LA, I don't know. It doesn't really, I mean, bother me of that. I mean,
yeah,
I've done the New York thing and it is dirtier. And we were walking down like Hollywood or Sunset or whatever the other day looking for some food on Sunday, and nothing was open till like 1 o'clock. And I mean, you just get whiffs of urine everywhere.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
A homeless man defecating on someone's front yard. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's crazy to me.
And, I'm not knocking, that's the thing. I'm not knocking, you know, people that don't have money or anything. Like, that's not it at all. I'm just saying you can be clean.
Right.
And when you ride on the buses, it's the people that aren't, I have to say, I don't know why.
Yeah.
I mean, it's because
they're
whatever.
Poor. Yeah.
They just, but you can wash your clothes. Right. You can bathe.
Right.
You know, and by doing that, you are automatically healthier and you won't get sick.
Now,
so I'm sitting on that seat that someone else sat on that has been filthy. I'm now contracting that filth onto my clothes and taking that wherever I go. And if I put my hand on my side or my ass or whatever, and then I happen to touch my face, I now have that on me. Right. And that's how I think. And I know that sounds crazy, but I think like that. Because I never get sick, ever. Right. I'm never sick. Mm. And I think it's because I think like that.
Now, are the buses the same thing as the shuttle or whatever? Like if you go from LAX to...
There's
the
a shuttle. Oh, or like super shuttle. No, that's different. That's like $40 super shuttle. No big deal. They'll come pick you up
and
anywhere and take you to the LAX. That's for LAX. Because
there's one my friend on in Oceanside, and like I was saying, you know, you can take that down there or take this. And that, I mean, that seems like that would be different.
To LA. No, there's a shuttle to LAX. There's the train that you can go
to Long Beach with. Yeah.
You don't want to do that. That's really scary.
Yeah, when she was talking about like San Diego, and she's like, there's a
train to San Diego. Yeah, that's actually great. That's like, because that's like $80 or whatever.
Yeah, that's what she was
saying. And you pay $80 down there and $80 back. Well, depending, they start around there.
Yeah.
And there's a booze train on there. You can actually get on the bar and like drink.
She don't tell me shit like that. Then I'm going to be like, oh, man.
Yeah, and that's worth it because people pay for that and they keep it nice and they have security.
Right.
And that's above ground. Whereas the subway is below ground, it's $1.50, and that's what you're getting.
And that's cheaper than the parking.
Now, I do take the subway to go downtown LA. I do, absolutely. If I go with a group of people, I'm fine. But let me explain to you, because there's not many people that take the subway, that's why it's dangerous.
Right.
It's totally different than New York.
There's not too many people
there. Yeah, New York, you're safe. It doesn't matter. There's a million people. You're good. Here, there's not.
Right.
So, for example, I went out with two of my girlfriends who are black. Two of them, and this is my point, and there was a gang of guys that got on, and the group of guys, ghetto as can be, we looked at them weird, and they went crazy on us, and I'm like, me, and usually I'm, oh, you stupid white girl, blah, 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 but they couldn't say that, you know what I mean? It was just, they were starting the craziest trouble, and the one guy's like, I got a fucking knife, I'll knife you, and I'm looking at my two girlfriends, and we're like, oh my god, this is like, what the fuck are they? It was just crazy.
Yeah, and that freaked me out too, because
like, and it wasn't, yeah, and it's not like it's, you know, that kind of, it's just like they're ghetto and gangster and they didn't care and they just want to fuck with us because we looked all hot, you know, and we weren't even that dressed up. We were like jeans and a cute shirt, but it was just, and they actually got off a stop we got off on. I mean, it was really crazy. So this is LA versus New York. Yeah, it's scary.
Well, I mean, I carry weapons back home, and that's sketch about coming up here. Because,
I got mace.
I couldn't bring it on the plane. You know what I mean? Like, you can't carry anything, so I feel so unprotected walking around. And, you know, somehow got through the airport with a bar tool on me and, like, a pocket. I don't know how. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I got out here. I was like, okay, great. I got a Swiss Army knife on a keychain and a corkscrew with a little tiny serrated blade. Awesome. You know what I mean? Back home. Yeah.
All right. Well, we have Becky in the studio. Becky, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you guys so much for having me.
A lot of fun. And we should take a picture so people can see you on Facebook and stuff if you want to. We'll take a picture.
You guys can do it. I'm not dressed.
You're not dressed?
Well, I'm not super dressed up either.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we won't then. What the hell?
You guys can. I'll take it of you.
All right.
We'll get one.
Thank you. Thanks,
Alrighty.
Bridgetta.
All right.
Yeah, she's super hot. You guys can check her out on Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah, let me change my picture on there first.
Oh, please.
All right, everyone. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an L.A. talk radio production where we say what we want.